You are being interrogated and you are being asked about every moment of your life. So that is a serious matter, of course. All the others also. How did you earn your money? How did you spend your money? All these things that we take some time and think about it to make our islah, to reform ourselves. If we just think about these things, our islah will take place. We will easily reform ourselves. And there is no other door besides mort that we are going to from this world. And really, mort is not another world, or it is, of course, the akhirah. But it is just that we are, like, for example, now as we are sitting, as much as we wish I must be now 5 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, it's gone. It can't come back. No matter how much we wish, when mort will come, how much we wish that this dunya's life must come back, not one moment it will we get again. And this is the time to make for that life. And the word, the Arabic word, intiqal, it is just that we are moving away from this world to that world. And whatever we have done in this world, according to that, the result's going to come. So that is very, very, very important. Together with that, and in the same context, very important, we should take cognizance, we should consider of the condition of our country, the unrest, the xenophobia, which is called xenophobia, but really it isn't xenophobia this time. It is administered from the government side. And it is all from outside that all this is, and there's very sinister motives that they are behind. And nobody is safe. Today, the target is foreigners. And really it is the Muslims that Islam is being targeted, especially in the rural areas or like in the townships, etc. There was no Islam before. Our Islam was restricted to our areas, like where the Indians, Malays lived in our context in South Africa. But today, with the foreigners coming, in all these areas, there are musallas, there are masjids, jamaats are going, they're making gush, and people are changing, people are getting it. How many people? In Ramzan, we had one person here, a priest who had accepted Islam. And how strong he was on Islam. So all this is happening, and this they can't see it in that way, that Islam is now going. What we couldn't take Islam to the local people, it is these people who have taken Islam there to all these places. So that is one. Another thing is, from sources, from what people, person who knows the inside, that all this money is being pumped from outside. In order to create this environment, in order to create this unrest and that. And we must also be not sitting, thinking that we are safe. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should give this example, that there were three bulls, beautiful, one white, pure white bull, and another black bull, all shining skin, healthy, and another one brown, red color. So a lion wanted to eat the meat. You could see that these are healthy, and the meat will be also so delicious. But they were so strong, and they were so united, supportive of one another, that the lion couldn't attack them. All three will come. So the lion thought, it is an example for us to understand of how to overcome and destroy these, that I can eat all these bulls here. So he spoke to the white and the red, brown bull, and he said that you look so beautiful in the green meadow, and you, when you are there, you are so beautiful, but this black bull, it spoils the whole scene. So that they appealed to them. So they said, but what can we do? He said, you leave that to me. I will sort it out. I will attack him, and you people just turn a blind eye and think like nothing is happening. So he went with the one bull. He overpowered him, where others didn't come and help. After some time, he told the white bull that this brown one, that one spoils you. You are so white and so beautiful and that. So he killed that one. And then, of course, the white one can't survive on his own. So like that, the plan is very sinister. And we must, and there is no other way, really, but to turn to Allah. We take our return and our amal. As some people have seen dreams also, there are serious conditions if we don't change our lives. And especially the other people, where and where, with all this, what is this, tennis? Paddle tennis, and not only that, all cricket, soccer, and today golf, and what the hockey, and all the sports, and whether it's local, whether it's overseas, or whatever, we are so much involved in all these things, and so many other things of the Western way. Our Eids we make like the way of the kuffar. Our many things that we are doing, we have imitated the kuffar. So that is very, very dangerous. So amal we have to. And then for our defense, we also must be prepared all the time. And for that we have to be ready also all the time. And Islam has commanded us to be ready. And we mustn't be like sitting ducks. We must be ready for any eventuality. So consider it. And main thing is to turn to Allah, to ask Him for His help. And together with that, whatever else is required and whatever is necessary, to try and prepare ourselves in every way. May Allah Ta'ala make us understand, protect us, protect our generations. And here in South Africa, the amount of masajid, the amount of madaris, the amount of, mashallah, hips classes, and everything, Allah's fadl. So it is of great importance, and throughout the world. And this isn't a local thing only for South Africa. And there are many other reports, proven reports of the sinister intentions which the enemies have got. So Allah